podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the letter to the Corinthians. We're in 2 Corinthians 4 in verses 13 through 18. Pay special attention today to verse 18 as we contrast this with the wonderful intercessory prayers of our Blessed Virgin Mary. Since then we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We too believe and therefore speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and place us with you in his presence. Everything indeed is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance on more and more people may cause the thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. Therefore, we are not discouraged. Rather, although our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to what is seen, but to what is unseen. For what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. The memorial of the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary brought about some questions, whether Mary is rooted in the Word of God, or why is she the Queen of Heaven and Earth? Where does it say we should pray for her intercessory prayers? Today, I will answer these questions and continue to pray daily for her intercessory help in knowing peace in the world of confusion. In the realm of faith and spirituality, the Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, stands as a profound symbol of eternal grace and divine intercession. Her revered status in my Catholic faith transcends the temporal, drawing we believers into a deeper contemplation of the divine mysteries. This contrasts sharply with the scriptural assertion found in 2 Corinthians 4:18, what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. While the physical representations and devotions to Mary are visible and tangible, they serve as conduits to the greater, unseen truths of eternal life and divine love. Thus, Mary Most Holy embodies the intersection of the seen and unseen, guiding the faithful from the transient realities of the material world to the everlasting promises of the spiritual realm. We Catholics pray intercessory prayers to Mary for several theological and biblical reasons. One foundational belief is Mary's unique role in the salvation history. At the Annunciation in Luke 1:26 through 38, Mary's yes to God made her the Theotokos, that's Greek meaning the Mother of God, thus giving her a special place in the divine plan. We Catholics honor her obedience and faithfulness to God and seek her intercession, believing that as the Mother of God, she has a powerful and compassionate influence in heaven. Listen to her influence in John 2, verses 3 through 5. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to Jesus, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." The biblical basis for this intercessory prayer can be seen in the scripture passage at the wedding of Cana, where Mary intercedes on behalf of the hosts, and Jesus performs his first miracle. This act demonstrates the effectiveness of Mary's intercessory influence. Additionally, Revelation 12 depicts a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars. We Catholics interpret this woman as Mary, who plays a pivotal role in spiritual warfare, reinforcing her status as an intercessor. Jesus' decision to crown Mary Queen of Heaven and Earth is rooted in the honor he gives his mother. In ancient Israel, the Queen Mother, Jabara, held a significant role in the royal court and was often an advocate for the people. This is seen in the position of Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, in 1 Kings 2:19. Jesus, acknowledging his mother's unique cooperation in God's plan, elevates her to a similar, even more exalted role in heaven. We Catholics mimic the Mother of God because Mary is considered the perfect disciple of Christ. She exemplifies ultimate obedience, humility, modesty, and faith. Luke 1:46 through 55, the Magnificat, showcases her deep spirituality and trust in God. By imitating her virtues, Catholics aim to grow closer to Jesus, who honored his mother while hanging from a cross in John 19, verses 26 and 27. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The rosary is important because it is a meditative prayer that reflects on the significant events we call mysteries of Jesus in Mary's lives. Rooted in the biblical tradition, the rosary combines vocal prayers, Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be, with meditative reflection on the life of Christ. Through the rosary, we Catholics seek to deepen our relationship, with Jesus by contemplating his life, death, and resurrection, with Mary as our guide. The act of praying the rosary is a profound spiritual practice that intertwines the tangible with the transcendent, much like the revered figure of Mary Most Holy herself. Rooted in the physical act of reciting prayers and meditating on the mysteries, the rosary serves as a conduit to deeper spiritual truths and divine connection. This practice echoes the scriptural wisdom of 2 Corinthians 4:18. What is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. Through the rhythmic repetition of prayers and the contemplative focus on the life of Christ and the intercessory role of Mary, the rosary draws the faithful beyond the ephemeral nature of the world. It invites them to dwell in the eternal, unseen realm of divine grace and love. By engaging in this sacred tradition, believers find themselves anchored in the eternal truths of their faith, even as they navigate the fleeting moments of their earthly existence. The rosary, deeply rooted in life and legacy of Mary, the Mother of God, finds its origin and inspiration within the sacred scriptures themselves. Each mystery of the rosary encapsulates pivotal events from the lives of Jesus and Mary, providing a meditative journey through the Gospels. The Annunciation, the reflection of Gabriel's message to Mary in Luke 1:26 through 38, and the visitation of Mary to her cousin Elizabeth, chronicled in Luke 1:39 through 56, are just some of the scriptural foundations that form the bedrock of the rosary. This sacred practice, while drawing from the tangible words of Scripture, contrasts with the ever-present scriptural theme of today, that is, what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. The rosary, through its repetitive and meditative nature, transcends its physical beads and spoken prayers, guiding the faithful to ponder the eternal mysteries of the divine love and salvation. Thus, while the rosary is firmly anchored in the visible words of Scripture, it serves as a bridge to the unseen, eternal truths. fostering a deeper spiritual connection and reflection on the divine. Come pray the rosary with us as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You can learn more about praying the rosary by clicking on the link below. That's going to newadvent.org, imagesrosary.pdf. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We pray that 5 times during the rosary, as many times as we pray the rosary in a day. But it is our go-to prayer, the Our Father. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Mary's unseen prayers, just reflecting on Mary as someone who is unseen but grows forever. We continue to lift her up, and this is a 3-stanza poem ongoing. It's titled Mary's Unseen Prayers. In the quiet hush of dawn's first light, many kneel, their rosary held tight. Beads of faith through fingers slide, whispered prayers in the morning tide. Each bead a step on paths unseen, threads of grace in a world serene. We contemplate the Eternal's face, in the silence find our sacred place. Beyond the veil of time and space lies the realm of endless grace. Mary's heart, with fervor, knows what is unseen forever grows. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's June 9, 2024. We're recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up with the angels today, trying to get a little head start on today. Had a lot of research to do, wanted to delve back and forth in Scripture and pulling things up and back and forth and trying to share some scriptural sense of Mary most holy to some friends of ours as we continue to lift up all persons to know that what is eternal is unseen, transitory is what is seen. Amen. We pray for those events today, that we have conversion of hearts and understandings of the temporal lives of our living has nothing to do with our eternal grace in heaven with Mary herself by her son's side on that eternal kingdom's court. Amen. So we close today at around 14, looks like 14:14 in the name of Jesus. As I call out to my wife, and beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, who I pray the rosary with daily. I love you so much. May God bless us and continue to strengthen our union in Mary's holy, sweet name. Amen. Love you so much. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And God bless you in Jesus' sweet name as we pray for our good friends, John and Marie. Amen. God bless you at 14:33. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.